I'm joined by John Farron, the general manager of Ballyliffin Golf Club. John, we're here on a Thursday. We've got to, it's getting down to probably the critical stage of the championship. Is it pressure on or pressure off for you guys?
Well, really, Sean, most of the work is done. We're sort of here on standby in case anything goes wrong, but the greens and the conditioning of the course has, you know, been brought up to standard over the last weeks and months, and Andy Robertson and Conor Kerr, the two head greenkeepers, have been excellent in their preparations for the championship. We've had the help of 20-odd volunteer greenkeepers coming in from local clubs, which, you know, we found was going to have to be necessary, because getting two courses up to championship standard for 7:15 in the morning is not possible with our own staff. So, yeah, it's been a mammoth effort, and as I say, really our work is done. We're here to facilitate the R&A running the event, and so far so good. The weather has been testing, but hasn't led to any problems in terms of course setup or that. In fact, they're playing the back tees again today on the 4th of Glashidi, which is, you know, great to see. That's a real test at nearly 600 yards.
Yeah, it's a proper golf hole. And I think what I saw the last day when I was out is the way these guys hit the ball. For a normal amateur golfer, 600 yards is a wood. It's probably three woods and then an iron, whereas these guys are actually going and they're having a go at those greens. With regards to the greens and the setup on a daily basis, tell me more about what is the challenges for your staff, say, from this morning. What do they actually do to get the course set up?
Well, they're all in at about 4:45, and obviously they have to be off the course before the first play. So that involves changing pins, bunkers, strimming around bunker faces, sweeping and blowing bunker faces that are getting a lot of sand knocked up into them. Obviously cutting the greens, changing the holes, changing the tee markers. The R&A decide where the pins are going, so we get pin placements every night, and we move the holes then in the first thing in the morning. Then we do a check on the green speeds to ensure that they are consistent, and that involves the stump meter and getting them running at about, they're all week they've been running at about 10 and a half on both courses, so it's quick, but it's not too quick, because with the wind challenges we've had this week, anything over 11 would have been treacherous, to say the least.
And it comes to that stage where the players may start to blame the greens for the putts, as opposed to they hit a bad putt.
Yeah, common to most golfers, if there's an excuse to be found, they'll blame something else. And all the reports from the players and from the R&A as to the condition of the courses all week has been fantastic. And, you know, that's obviously a testament to the team here and the work that has been put on.
Yeah, and I walked the course yesterday, and I have to say the fairways were like a carpet. What do you do just to maintain those? Will you cut them this evening, or do you just let the nature look after itself?
We're not cutting every day the fairways. There isn't a great deal of growth at the moment because it's been so cold. So I think we've cut them three times this past week. Normally at this stage of the year in a championship, you would be cutting the fairways daily, but we're not having to at the moment. Which obviously is a help in terms of setup, but you know, the members have been very good over the winter, playing off mats, saving the fairways, and you know, that shows now in the conditioning of the place, where, you know, it is immaculate, and you know, it has been said that this place could stage anything, and we like to think that'll be true.
I don't disagree with that at all. I think the future looks absolutely amazing for Ballyliffin Golf Course. And the days ahead now, we're looking forward to the weekend. I believe the sun's going to shine. We're going to have the elite players are going to get themselves into the semi-finals, quarter-finals and semi-finals tomorrow. Spectators, tell me what can they look forward to, and how do they get here?
Yeah, well, obviously everybody's aware that the Donegal Rally's on this weekend, so allow a little extra time to get here. But yeah, it should be really exciting. 36 holes final on Saturday. You know, the cream will have risen to the top at that stage. There's plenty of facilities here. Parking on site is free. It's free entry. There's outside catering. There's bar. Plenty to do. Plenty to see. And following, you know, the two best golfers at the end of the week will be pretty exciting and should be a great showcase for Donegal.
Absolutely, John. Listen, thanks. You're a busy man this week. We really appreciate your time. The best of luck for the following few days. And we hope that we're back again for bigger and better things in Ballylifflin Golf Club.